Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, Is a man profitable to God? For a prudent man is profitable to himself. Is it a matter of delight to the Almighty if you are righteous? Or is it gain to him that you act with integrity in your ways? Will he contend with you for fear of you? Will he enter with you into a judicial process? Is not your wickedness great? And is there no end to your iniquities? Whether you bind your brothers by a pledge gratuitously, or strip off the clothes of those you leave naked, or you don't give the weary water to drink, or you withhold bread from the hungry? Or you may be of those who say, The earth belongs to the powerful man, and let him who is of elevated station dwell in it. You may have sent away widows empty-handed, and stood by when the arms of the orphans were crushed. That is why there are snares all around you, and fear suddenly grips you, or darkness, so that you can't see anything, or a flood of water which will cover you. Is not God in the height of the heavens? For see how high the foremost stars are. And you may have said, What does God know? Can he judge through dark clouds? Thick clouds are his secret covering, and he cannot see, and he walks round in the circuit of heaven. Have you observed the age-old path which vain men have trodden? They become wrinkly before their time. A river is spilled over their foundation. They say to God, Depart from us, and ask how the Almighty can profit them. Yet he fills their houses with good things. So the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous will see their downfall and rejoice, and the innocent man will mock them, and say, Our adversary will certainly be obliterated, and fire will consume their remnant. Become familiar, I pray, with him, and be at peace with them, and your future will be good. Receive, I pray, the law from what he says, and put his declarations in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. So remove iniquity from your tent, and cast your fine gold on the dust, and your ophir gold on a torrent boulder, and the Almighty will be your fine gold and your silver treasure. For then you will delight in the Almighty, and you will lift up your face to God. You will entreat him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfil your vows. And you will make a declaration which will hold good for you, and light will shine on your ways. When others are brought low, you will say, Such is the consequence of pride, but he saves the humble. He delivers the estate of the innocent, and deliverance comes through the cleanness of your hands.